Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Reshit Ches. We are up to Din Chola B'Yom HaKippurim. Chola Shetzarech Lechol. If you hear kitties in the background, those are my grandchildren. They're making sukkah decorations now. Im Yesham Rofei Bakei. So a chola that needs to eat, if there is a Rofei that's an expert, Afilu Hu Ovei Kochavim, even if he is a non-Jew, even if he's a Goy, even if he's an Akum, and Ovid of Zara, Sha'omer, im lo yachilu oso efshar shiyichbal alav acholi v'yistake. If there's an expert doctor, even a non-Jew, who says that if he doesn't eat, it's possible that his illness will worsen, and he could be in sakana, machilin oso alpiv. You feed the chola based on this expert doctor. Vein sarach lomar shema yomus. And for sure, if the doctor says that he might die, even if the chola says he does not need to eat, shomen l'rofe, you speak to the, you listen to the doctor and you feed him, even if the guy says he does not need to eat. So if an expert doctor says he needs to eat and he says he doesn't need to eat, you feed him anyway. Sif katat alef rofe baki, perish baki bosa makim, means he's an expert in that area, in that shchuna. So if you check out back on Shin Chaf Ches, the Mechaber brought a Yesh Misha Omer that says he doesn't need to be a Bucky. He can be a doctor, he doesn't need to be an expert. Every person is considered somewhat of an expert when it comes to a suffix nefashos. And when we know already a suffix nefashos is doche Shabbos, doche Yom Kippur. Ainu v'omer al kolponim shemevin b'choli zeh. But he has to at least be able to say that he knows and he's familiar with this particular illness. U'mesayim ha-ramah sham, and the Ramah there ends off by saying, Yesh Omer Zedav Kibroh for Yisrael. Says that there are those that say this is specifically with a Rofe Yisrael, a Jewish doctor. Aval ba'akum eino nemanat sheyeh baki. But when it comes to a non-Jew, the doctor has to be an expert doctor. Uhu adin, meaning he's known as a full-fledged expert doctor, not some guy who just stam knows what he's talking about. Uhu adin hacha. Same thing here. That if you're relying on someone who's not an expert, it should dafka be a Jew and not a goy. The dad to be yoledes the kuli yama me'amin and lanashim, and you should know that when it comes to a yoledes, everyone says we believe women. The inu b'kiu behu, because they know what's going on by yoledes, whether she is in danger or not. Sifkat and Beis v'yistakein, who adin afilo eino omer be'edyesh yistakein. The truth is, this he's saying the same halacha would apply even if they don't say explicitly that they're going to reach sakana. Rak she'omer she'efshar she'yichbad alav acholi. All the doctor has to say, it's possible that the illness will get worse, and that would lead to sakana. That's already a suffix, pikuach nefesh. Nostin lo, we give him food. Sha'anu choshishin shema yistaken, because we're concerned maybe he'll come to sakana. Sif katan gimel, shomim l'rofe. We listen to the doctor over the patient. If the chola says that he does not need to eat, and the rofe says he does, the expert rofe says he does, because it's possible that he's sort of like in a daze, and he doesn't really feel how sick he is based on his illness. And even if the chol himself is an expert doctor, we believe another doctor over him, and we make him eat. back to the Shulchan Aruch. Imachola was at the end of Sif Aleph. Imachola Omer Tzarechani. If the Chola says he needs to eat, Afilu Meir Rofim Omerim Eino Tzarech. Even if 100 doctors say that he does not need to eat, Shomim Lachola. You listen to the Chola. Sif Katan Dalet Tzarechani. Afilu Imar Rofim Omerim Shamachil. Even if the doctor say that the food is going to hurt him if he eats, we listen to the chola who says he needs to eat. Sifkat and hey, what's the reason we listen to the chola? Shomim lechola. Listen to the chola over the doctor. He feels in his gut that he has to eat in order that he wouldn't be in danger. He feels like his life's in danger. He feels that if he doesn't eat, his illness will deteriorate, possibly coming to sakana. But you have to go ahead minimally and remind him first that it's Yom Kippur, because maybe he forgot. After you go ahead and tell him that it's Yom Kippur, and he asks still to eat. You do not have to go ahead and be bodek and check afterwards. You let him eat. The lev yodei amaras nafsho. A person knows his pain, his own situation. And we don't assume that people are going to be rishayim, and therefore we feed him. Kasvu aposkim and machola rotzel lahachmir. What happens if the chola wants to be machmir achas etzarach lekach? Let's say a chola wants to be machmir, even though a doctor says he has to eat, but he himself feels like he probably should eat. He can't be machmir because alav nemar achas dimchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh. Hashem is going to basically hold you responsible for your dam if you put yourself in sakana. They also write that in a situation where we're allowed to feed the individual and he could eat, he does not need kapara based on ones, if based on the fact that he's a chola, he's a pikuach nefesh, he does not need to have kapara for eating. Right? Kapara al zeh. The ones were from the patre because he's an ones and he's potter. Kol shekein shelo yorak chatzi shir. And for sure here, even if you might want to say, maybe, you know, ones is still some type of chait that needs tshuva, but that would dafka be, you know, maybe by something that has a chiv kares. But here, kol shekein shelo yorak chatzi shir. But for sure here, he's eating, when he eats, he's going to eat, as we're going to see coming up, chatzi shir, less than the shir, and then wait, and then have a more, less than a shir. You know, he's never going to have a full shir to come to. It would never have come to a shir that would, in an ordinary situation where there's no ones, he'd be chayav kares for. So he's basically an ones on a chatzi shir, which is also daraisa, but it's not a chayav kares. The kapara lo nemar rak al hashogeg, and kapara bechlal. Okay, is on a shogeg, not on a total ones such as this. Okay, sif beis rofe echad omer tzarech, rofe echad omer eino tzarech, machin loso. If you have one doctor who says he has to eat, another doctor says he doesn't have to eat, you feed him machin loso. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Even if the one who says he has to eat is a non-Jew or a woman, he's believed to contradict the other Rofe, who's a Yisrael, a male Yisrael, who says he doesn't need to eat. And therefore we follow the non-Jewish or woman or non-Jewish and woman doctor, but dafke ma akum hu baki, This is specifically, as we said before, if the non-Jew is a Bucky. But if he's not a Bucky, he for sure has no power to go ahead and be machish and contradict the Yisrael, who says he does not need to eat. We continue, Viter. Sipkatan Zayin, Rofe Echad Omer Eino Tzarech, and another Rofe says he doesn't need to eat. Vachole Shosek, and the Chole is quiet, Osha Omer Shein Odeya, where he says he doesn't know. The Im Gama Chole Omer Shein Otzarech, because if the Chole also says he doesn't need to eat, then Lo Ayushomen La Rofe Ha Omer Shein Otzarech, we don't listen to the Rofe who says you need, Ukad Lakame, the Sif Gimel. So just back to the Ramah. Ramah said, Hu Adil Shnayim Neged Shnayim, when you have two against two, Vafilu Ktsasan Yoser Bekiyin Miktsasan, Kain Nirali. He says, the same is true when you have two against two, and even if some of them are more Bekiyin. Okay? So what does this mean? Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Ches. Rotsa Lomar, Sha'osan Shnayim Sha'amru Eino Tzarech, Heim Yoser Bekiyin Umuflagin Bechach Mazu. This means to say that the two that says that the chola doesn't need to eat, they're more expert umuflagin b'chachmazu. They really are bigger experts. Afilu hachi ein hochen achareim. Even so, we don't go after them lahachmir, to be machmir b'sabrik nefashos, and say that they should not eat. Kevin shigam achareim omrim shetzarech lachol. Since the others who say that the chola needs to eat, heim gam kein b'kiyin b'chachmazu. They're also b'kiyin. They're not as big experts, but they are experts. Ba'im b'gan avram eliyah rabba, sh'daitim lohoros ka'posim sh'sobim k'zikishahein shavim b'minyin holchen acharei b'kiyin b'flachim b'chachmazu yoyseh. The low karamah. So to check out the b'gan avram and the eliyah rabba, Their opinion is to go like the poskim that hold that when they are equal in amount of people, then, meaning let's say it's two against two, three against three, then you go after the ones that are superior in chachma. So if you have qualitatively better ones, you will follow them, not like the Rambah. Achein, however, he says, im osan ha'omrim shetzarech heim merubin. However, if those that say he needs to eat are more, then azlin and basar didu lahakel afsha ina chacham and b'ki and kolkach. However, even the Magen Avraham says we go with the experts, the greater the experts, we go with the experts if they're equal and therefore they wouldn't eat. That's only if the greater experts are equal to the other experts. Meaning it's two against two, three against three. But if you have, let's say, 10 experts against two super-duper experts, then you follow the greater amount of experts and be makel. So that's the machloikis. Again, the Ramah says it's totally irrelevant how great an expert they are. If it's two against two, even if two are super-duper experts, the biggest experts in the world, and they say they don't need to eat, the chola doesn't need to eat, you follow the doctors and experts that say you need to eat. We're up to Sif Gimel. B'machole v'rofe echad imo omrim. She'eno tzarech v'rofe echad omer tzarech. So if the chola and one rofe with him say that he does not need to eat, because he's not that sick that he needs to eat, Rofe echad omer tzarech, and one rofe says that he needs to eat. O shachole eino omer klum, or the chole doesn't say anything. The rofe echad, and one rofe says tzarech, that he needs to eat. Ushnayim omrim eino tzarech, and two say he does not need to eat. Ein machilen oso. Okay, so we have here a situation where if you have the following two cases, the chola and one rofe say they don't need to eat, and one rofe says he needs to eat. Or the chole doesn't know, okay, doesn't say anything, and one rofe says he needs to eat, and two rofim says you don't need to eat, then we don't feed him. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes. Here, we join up the chole with the doctor. We don't say that the chole doesn't know, like he's sick, and therefore he can't really assess whether he needs to eat, because since there's a rofe together with him, so we don't say, right, like we said, we don't say like we said it's a kan gimel, since the rofe echad omer kamoso, since he's with the rofe. So if you have the chola with a rofe saying he doesn't need to eat against one rofe, so then we say he doesn't need to eat. One rofe says he needs to eat. If that rofe happens to be the biggest expert, or a really super duper qualitatively bigger expert in the field, then we would go ahead and be choshesh and feed him, even though they are more than him. But if the muflag says that he doesn't need to eat, ushnayim she'ein muflag in omer tzarech, and two that are not as big an expert, right? And as if you have the super duper expert saying he doesn't need to eat, but two that are just regular experts say he needs to eat, then for sure there holchen acharov minyan, you go after the fact that there are more umachinen also, and you feed him. And this is what we saw. As well, even the Magen Avram agrees to this, as we saw in the previous sif. Dalid, im shnayim omrim tzarech. If two say that he needs to eat, afilu meya omrim eno tzarech. If two say that he needs to eat, even if there are 100 saying he doesn't need to eat, afilu achole omer imahem she'eno tzarech. And even if the chole is together with the 100 and say he doesn't need to eat, machilin also, we make him eat. We feed him, since there are two, the omrim tzarech, since two say he needs to eat. Ramah says, and he says this is true if the chole and one rofe is with him, omrim, and saying that he needs to eat. Even though there are 100 saying he doesn't need to eat, machilin oso, you feed him. V'lo chashin da'chola omer tzarech mishum d'mamin l'rofei zeh sh'omer tzarech. We're not choshesh that the chola is only saying he needs to because he believes the rofei who says he needs to eat. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So we said that once there are two, we go with 2/100. If there are two that say he needs to eat, we'll go 2/100 of the Mishnah Berurah. Otzaloma the Trey Kameya. 2 is the equivalent of 100. The Loaz Linan Basa Rov Deos is a cause of others. If you don't go after the fact that there are more people when it comes to saying that he doesn't need to eat, when it comes to Sachanas Nefashos. And the same thing is whatever. There is a rove, we don't go after the rove, the pikuach nefesh. This is a principle that we saw earlier in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Tes. And the Mishnah Berurah there says, because from b'chai b'hem, the lo sheyamus b'hem, it's mashma, that you have to be mekayim, the mitzvahs, in a way that you can't, there's no way it can come to Amisa Yisrael, and being Mekayim, a mitzvah cannot come to that. Therefore, we do not follow Rov Deos when it comes to Sakonas Nefashos. Finally, Sifkat Nidbez, af al pi she mea rofim. So Ramad said that if the chola and a rofe say that they need that he needs to eat, it's two people, and one of them is the chola. Even if there are 100 saying he doesn't need to eat, he eats. What would be the havamina not to? So the Ramah says the havamina midi that maybe the chola was just influenced by the doctor. So he says we don't assume that. What's the Yisrael, like the Mishabura, Afalpisha Meir Rofim, Afilu Hein Bekiyim Muflagim Yosef Chachma Rofizeh. Even if these 100 are more Bekiyim and Muflagim, Yishum Da'achayla Messiah, since the Chola is supporting, V'leiv Yodea Maras Nafsho, person himself knows the extent of his situation and his illness, and therefore he eats.